Are we back? We're back.
The question before we went break.
Yeah. I remember the one about baptism, but I don't remember the other one.
We were curious about the Shaddai, and if it accidentally flips around, that would be...
Here's the day.
Okay. And that's
you
what
just
we
make sure you flip it back around.
Right. And Savannah mentioned something, it's more about intention or intent mm-hmm. than anything else.
It is. Okay. It's based on intent.
Well, because like I do, if I'm doing yoga and I do a handstand, my cross is going to flip upside down.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. Intent, motive, all that sort of thing. Major.
Okay, well, the last session, when I was playing it back in my head, I'm wondering if I got this wrong. About the question was praying about money. Mm-hmm. And your answer was, you shouldn't pray about money. Because you will get the money, but somebody will die?
No.
Did I? Okay. Repeat that because Ernest, I said that is what I heard. And Ernest said, no, I didn't hear that.
No.
You have to be cautious in
how you ask for money.
Okay.
You're allowed to ask for money. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that God denies anyone, okay? But if you blatantly go, well, gee, God, I would like to have $10,000. And then your mother drops dead and you suddenly inherit $10,000.
Wow.
Or okay. You might break your leg and you now have a lawsuit and you just won $10,000.
Okay.
That's what I said.
All right.
So how should we ask for it?
The way I've been trying to teach all of you.
That's on the website.
It's on the website.
The way I did it was I said, I wish for $10,000. I asked that it come harmlessly to me and all involved, and to the highest good of all involved, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank thee. Not a big deal. It's very simple. But whenever you pray for anything material, you ask that it come harmlessly, to no harm to myself or anyone else, and to the highest good of all involved. Mm-hmm. Then you're okay. Yeah?
Okay, but let me just for 1 second clarify this. If you've got a real baddie in your life, mm-hmm. can you make an exception with the harmless?
No, you can't.
You're so fun. That's gonna come back on you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
No exceptions.
No exceptions, all right.
We don't want to back on us tenfold. You need to choose your words very carefully.
You always, words are power.
That's right.
And you really have to be very cautious in what you pray for and how you pray for it. People just, they throw prayers around, you know, and I think it's because I think no one's really listening.
He's listening.
Mm-hmm. I really do. And then they come back to me, well, God never answers my prayers. Well, how do you pray? Do you know how to pray? Well, I know how I was taught in church.
Some people's prayers are just recitations of what
they're
taught.
They are recitations. They are.
They never think about what they're even saying.
Not thinking, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and if you say a prayer mindlessly, it's not effective. That's why when you do your liftings, you have to have your full intent when you do your liftings. When you call upon the bands of mercy, when you call upon the archangel and their legions. You have to have intent. You can't recite the liftings, which is a good point to bring up.
You have to show the respect for them.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing and how much they're helping you.
Absolutely.
And take it very seriously.
Yeah, because if you start reciting something that you've memorized, mm-hmm. it won't work.
We don't have the emotion in it either.
You don't have the intent.
Yeah.
So you never recite.
go over if you are messed up. We were talking about that beforehand during the lifting. How far back should you go with what you're saying?
Anytime you do any kind of prayer, you do it with motive and intent where your energies and your focus is actually on the prayer itself and stating the prayer. To recite something from memory will not do any good.
What I'm talking about is when you're trying to do the lifting and you're and it's messed up. Do you start over at the beginning of the lifting?
I start over.
Or at that section?
I start over.
Completely.
Depends on how far into it. Usually when I get messed up, it's pretty much the first few words.
Well, what I mean is of that section, you start that entire section over, sure. Not the entire lifting over.
No, not the entire lifting, just that particular section.
Number two section.
Yeah.
While we're talking about liftings, a light bulb came on. I thought of another question. Okay. That's not on my paper. Every time we do the circle, you step away, okay? Because now, will you explain... what about for women that are at home trying to do the lifting just in her case?
They're not, no. She's carrying, not a pregnancy.
I'm not carrying a tiny human. Not carrying a human.
She's carrying a spirit.
I'm not with child.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought y'all were talking about every time y'all said it. And I did think you were pregnant for like a long time.
Can you explain that even more for me?
Carrying spirits doesn't freak me out. Carrying a child.
All this time, I thought that she was pregnant and that it had something to do with the spirit trying to get into
she's
the baby,
attached.
And you didn't want to like get it to go away by doing a lifting while she's pregnant.
All right, do we want to keep this on? Do we keep this on if we're going to talk about that?
I've got a really good question in relation to this after we talk.
I think it's all right. I think it's okay. Sort of. Okay, turn it off.
All right.